The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Ira Melman in Washington, and here's what's happening in entertainment. This week, a new animated film, Big Fish and Begonia, debuts in the United States. VOA Asia's David Byrd reports the film began as a dream, was 12 years in the making, and it opened to rave reviews in China and several film festivals worldwide.
My name is Chen. I come from a world beneath the ocean. The sky of our world is connected to the oceans of the human world. Once freed by death, human souls drift down from their world to ours. And it is our task to look after them and keep them safe.
The film takes place in a mystical realm that exists beneath the oceans of Earth. The bottom of the sea here is the top of the sky there. The main character, 16-year-old Chun, takes part in a coming-of-age ritual in which she turns into a red dolphin to explore the human world. There's only one catch. She can't interact with any humans. That changes when Chun encounters a human boy who loves sea creatures and lives by the ocean. During a storm, Chun, the red dolphin, is caught in a fishing net, and when the boy cuts her free, he is swept away and drowned. Chun feels guilt and sadness at the boy's death and bargains away half her life with the Keeper of Souls to resurrect him. But he comes back as a baby dolphin that Chun must protect and care for. The price each of the characters is willing to pay for love makes up the majority of the rest of the film. The feature was 12 years in the making. Its director, Xuan Liang, told me that he got the original idea one night in a dream.
This story starts in 2004, when I had a dream about a fish, a small fish. And there is not enough space to hold this fish, so I wanted to send him to the ocean. However, the ocean does not seem big enough to hold this fish, so I wanted to send the small fish back into the sky.
Big Fish and Begonia eventually earned nearly $89 million in China. Big Fish and Begonia is open this week in U.S. theaters.
I'm David Byrd in Washington. That was a program from the Voice of America.